The Fallen by Jesse McKenzie. Narrated by Justine Eyre. 1. Temba Imsemeya didn't suspect a thing on the morning he opened his door to death. He was halfway through his first cup of tea when the knock came. Over the past few months, he'd developed something of a ritual. He'd get up early, boil the kettle, and dunk a bag of cheap, ShopRite-own brand tea into a chipped South African Airways mug. He'd learned to do without milk, but a teaspoon of sugar was an essential he couldn't forego. Black tea didn't have to be so strong. It tasted better weak, in fact, and he had discovered one tea bag could easily stretch to two mugs. He would drink the steaming, reddish brew while sitting at the desk in his tiny Yeovil bedsit, yesterday's papers open at the classifieds, his elderly laptop ready to browse the job search websites. Over the last few days, his searching had become more stressful because his useless internet connection, slow at best and unreliable at worst, was close to reaching its cap. He'd nearly got through the 500 megabytes that his low-spec package allowed him. God knew how, seeing it was only the 22nd of the month, and all he'd been using it for was trying to find work. But once the threshold was reached, he would be cut off. Rudely, instantly, and without any warning. It had happened a couple of times recently, once while he was right in the middle of sending off his CV. Today, Job SA was slow to load, and Workopolis had no new listings, but his favorite site, Nat's Careers, was advertising a position that looked promising. "Email us your application and CV," the advert read. All companies required candidates to do that these days. Phone call.